Well, welcome everyone. I'm Linda Hedberg, and today's session is called The Business of Coaching, What Does It Take? For those of you meeting me for the first time, I started my life coaching business called Greater Purpose Coaching in 2003 after I took my coach training. And since then, I've developed a website called Christian Coaching Resources, and I've authored a book called The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training. And currently, I'm teaching at Professional Christian Coaching Institute, so I get to meet a lot of new coaches there as well in the Essentials of Coaching class and the Coaching Skills Development class there. But over the years, I've connected with hundreds of prospective and new Christian coaches with questions like the ones we're going to address today in this session. I do this session, The Business of Coaching, What Does It Take, annually, and you participate because you're curious about what it takes to establish a foundation for success in a coaching business or ministry. And this session is based on a checklist that I've developed. And if you'd like to access this checklist, again, you can go to christiancoachingresources.com/activate-success. All right, so at that page, you'll find the notes page called the handout for this presentation, as well as this checklist that this whole presentation is based on. It's kind of like what inspired the checklist. Go ahead and access that. If you can't access it while you're listening live right now, you'll be able to grab that later. And the checklist itself is something that I've created over the last 15 years. It reflects my personal experience. It reflects the experience of my coaching colleagues and the experiences of my mentor coaching clients. It's a comprehensive list that just gives a context for what you need to do to create a business and identify success areas and action steps for each area that we identify. So if you take a look at the checklist itself, you're going to see that there are 9 success areas that are included. And the first one is called Walking Your Talk. The second is creating business vision and plans, and then attending to marketing basics, online marketing, engaging clients, putting it all together administratively, multiple streams of coaching income, your professional development, and then action steps that are uniquely important to you as a Christian coach. So what you're going to notice, I think, initially is, wow, this is a long list. Each of those categories has some specific steps to take, possible next steps for you. Okay? So it's a large list, and many of you will find this list just a welcomed relief because it organizes the big picture all in one handy document. Okay? And others might find the list overwhelming. You notice that this list is comprehensive. Not everything applies to you, so keep that in mind. Okay, so not everything applies to you. So you want to consider all of it. So just be aware of all of this, in case you don't want to miss things that do apply to you. And then you pick and choose what applies to the vision that God has given to you for your business or your ministry. So I'm highlighting the work that it can take to create a successful coaching business or ministry. To create a successful business, you are going to faithfully learn, faithfully work, and you're making a big commitment. And it's common to hear that it takes any small business 3 to 5 years to get your business successfully up and running. And, you know, that may be full-time work. It can certainly take longer if you're working part-time, as many coaches do. And, of course, depending on your situation and your particular vision, it can take less than that. But it's important to be realistic about how long things might take. A coaching business or ministry can certainly be very rewarding, very worth the effort, and hopefully the work you are putting into developing your business or ministry supports the passion that you have for coaching and for serving others. Especially if God has called you to this, and of course, it's definitely worth investing your time and your heart into it. Now, I am going to be expanding on each of the areas, each of the success areas on the checklist. But first, I want to highlight an assumption that's not included on the list. And that is, my assumption is that you have either taken some excellent professional coach training or that you are currently taking some excellent coach training. Basic professional coach training is not on this list because I'm assuming that as a professional you will have taken the training necessary for you to develop and provide excellent coaching services that will be the heart of your business, or as I said, you're currently, you've started some good professional coach training. Now, obviously, your skills in training will contribute to your success. But this checklist is what you do after you've taken your training, or you can start some of it and quite a bit of it even while you're taking your training, even your initial training. But if you've not yet chosen or taken your training, I'm going to refer you to my book called The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, and that's really the best resource I can recommend. You're going to get that, get an understanding of how to understand what's available to you in terms of training. Credentialing, is that important to you? That's always a big question, and it'll give you a way of walking through how to choose the training that's right for you and right for your vision and your unique calling. And then also it will give you access to a list of current Christian coach training programs that I have found to be ones that I want to recommend in particular because many of them are associated with the International Coach Federation, which is the professional coaching association that you want to be aware of as a professional coach. So look for some great training at ChristianCoachTrainingGuide.com. That is my ebook that you can get that will be helpful with that. All right. So before we get into the specifics of the checklist itself, I want to challenge you to consider the concept of success. Okay? The title of this checklist is My Successful Christian Coaching Business or Ministry. That refers to your successful Christian coaching business or ministry. Success looks different to each person. It's unique to each person's vision. For example, money is often used to measure success, or perhaps notoriety, maybe becoming well-known. You need to determine what success will be to you. What has God specifically called you to do? And measure your success that way. Okay, so you want to look at what other people are doing, but don't use the success that other people are called to then measure your success, right? Do what it is that you've been called to do. Carry out the assignment that God's given you. So success cannot be determined for you by outside forces, by anyone else. It's personal between you and God. For some of you, that means you need to stretch and do some things that are like way beyond what you think you can do. And for others of you, that means that you need to just get really focused and not look so big and wide and huge, but maybe get really focused on exactly what it is God wants you to do. So different ways that success is viewed. There's no one success model that you have to do and be like. So in me offering you this checklist, my successful Christian coaching business or ministry checklist, I really want to emphasize that word my. It's yours. You own it. So pray through all of this. Set the success bar yourself in consultation with God. Okay? Pray through all the aspects of this and then proceed according to God's direction. So my encouragement is that one thing that for sure and is the core of all of this is you in prayer with God, following God's direction. All right, so we're going to proceed with the checklist by starting with walk your talk. Walking your talk is a matter of integrity. If you're thinking about becoming a coach, think about what you want for your clients. And then ask yourself, do you live your life in the way you'd like to see your clients live? Now, I am not one who believes that perfection is the goal for any of us. So this is not a call to perfection, but rather having integrity is key to a success as a coach. Now, why is this important to your success? What can happen is that in any way that you are regularly feeling out of integrity, that can affect your confidence and your ability to serve your clients well. So again, please hear me. I'm not saying that you need to be perfect, but I do believe you need to be engaged and involved in moving forward for yourself. So, for example, most coaches want their clients to have their lives based on what's most important to them. In other words, we hope our clients will order their lives based on priorities that they have thoughtfully identified. And that typically means that they are working from a personal calendar. For example, a personal calendar that reflects those priorities. So hopefully we have our own personal calendar that reflects our own thoughtful priorities. We want our clients to take steps to increase their health and to lessen their stress so that they are best prepared to take their desired action steps and to meet their goals. So again, hopefully that's something that you are engaged in as well. Do you have perfect health and never any stress in your life? That's not what I'm saying. You know, but you're on the path working towards the best health that's possible for you and the least stress that you can work towards in your life. So take a look at the action steps in this area of walking your talk. Likely, in your coach training or through working with a coach yourself, you have identified unique values, a mission statement, a personal vision, and goals and plans for yourself. Unique values roll into that mission statement. You have a personal mission statement that applies to all of your life, not just your career, your business, or your ministry, but just a personal mission statement that is attached to then a personal vision, which is like, here's what your life looks like, here's what you want your life to look like, and the ways that you're going for that will line up with your mission statement. these unique values, your personal mission statement, your personal vision, describe who you uniquely are, who God created you uniquely to be. You've identified then from there the goals and the plans and the next steps and the dates for when you intend for these things to be accomplished, and you're engaged with this integrity that we just mentioned, walking your talk, doing, engaged in all of this process that is about moving forward according to the things that you believe God has for you. So with that, the very specific things involved are, like, you have a schedule, and it may be electronic, it may be in writing, it doesn't have to be either one, or it can be both. But you have it, and it orders your time around what's most important to you. And you know what's important because you've identified your values, your passion, your mission, and your vision. And you've defined for yourself things like what we just talked about. What does success mean to you? What is the success that God's calling you to? And then what does balance mean to you? Those are words that are commonly used by coaches. You'll find coaches that say, I'll help you find success, or I'll help you find balance. Well, what does that really mean for your clients? And what does that mean for you personally? Now, I reference a personal community of support. That's kind of a term that I use. And what that is that means that the people that God has placed around you and offer this community of support. And if you're married, hopefully that's your spouse. It may not be for some people, but hopefully that can be your spouse. It can be your sibling or your parents. It can be. Those are part of your personal community of support. It can be your best friend, but hopefully that you actively look for a wider personal community of support that involves maybe spiritual mentors, a pastor, people who just have speak wisdom into your life, who challenge you. I know some people have an accountability partner or a group. That's a whole particular type of support that's important to everyone. However, you actively bring that into your life. As a coach, it's always good to have your own coach, and that person might be a part of your community of support. You know what you need in your life, just strongly encourage you to develop this personal community of support. I actually want that for all of my clients, and on my intake forms, I ask my clients, who is your personal community of support? And it's not that I need to know that so much as I want that to be on their radar. I am not their only support by any means, and if that's the case, then that's most likely a concern, a big concern, should be a big concern to me as a coach. I don't want people relying on me as their only or even their best support. I want to be part of a small crowd of people that God's placed in my clients' lives that are speaking into their lives. And if they don't have that, I want to actually challenge them to develop that. So I need that for myself as well. I need to be walking my talk that way. All right, so that's walking your talk, and let's move on to creating business vision and plans. All right, when I started out in 2003, my mentor coach assigned for me to create a business vision rather than starting with a business plan. All right, so what is a business vision versus a business plan? All right, your business vision is about you thinking about, really, for some of you, it's the dream. For others of you, it's the calling. For many of you, it's like just thinking through practically Not just practically, but meaningfully, significantly, what is this business going to look like? Okay, so you want to create and document what this business or ministry is going to look like when it's operating exactly as you would love it to operate. Okay, include statements of mission and purpose, anything that's meaningful about what this business is going to look like, what this business is going to represent, the impact of this business, the description of the just the beauty of this vision that God's given you. Write it down and write down things like, what do you see yourself doing as a coach, describing your ideal clients, describing as you envision these conversations with clients. What are you talking about? What does that even look like? Are you sitting down face to face? Are you over the phone? Are you online? What is it that it looks like when you envision working with your clients? Is it a group? Write all of these things down. And when you see yourself, you're aware that you're going to have to market this business. When you see yourself ideally marketing, what does that look like? And some of you, and we'll talk about some ways that you can, market here. There's if you're going to do this, there's an ideal way for you to market. But you might know that on the front end here as you're doing the business vision. And maybe, for example, you know that you are going to write a book and that's going to be a part of how you reach out and connect with your potential clients. Or you are going to speak on a certain topic, for example. And so envision yourself doing those things and create this vision. How much money are you going to be making if everything goes ideally? And what will your actual ideal work schedule look like? So again, notice how many times I use the word ideal. What you're doing is you're creating a vision of what you want your business or ministry to look like when it's operating exactly as you dream it best. In other words, exactly ideally. And this ultimately, when you write this down, this gives you your target. It tells you where you want to go. And of course, you can pray through all of this, and I definitely recommend that. And to illustrate the importance of this, I'll remind you of one scripture, which is Proverbs 29:18, which is, where there is no vision, the people perish. Okay? Where there is no vision, the people perish. This is an important step to starting things out, or at any point along the road of your process of establishing this business. Stop and check out your vision and revamp it if necessary. Revise it. God is often redeeming. Which it can be revising, revamping, those kinds of things as we go. All right. Also, please notice that there's an intersection between this business vision and the personal vision, and your personal vision. So we were just talking in the Walk Your Talk area about what is your personal vision. That's your whole life. That is your whole life. That's not just your business vision. I mean, you've got other aspects to life other than this, vision for your coaching business and this actual coaching business that you're doing. Okay, so you need a bigger vision. You need all of that. What are you going for in the rest of your life as well? And then so this business vision is just a part of that. You might call it your career vision, or you might, within that, for example. But it's a part of your bigger personal vision. So it has to fit into that and have integrity with all of that as well. So there's definitely an intersection with your personal vision. And with your personal vision, remember we were talking about values, mission, personal mission, vision, all that. You are going to be living out who you are personally in this business that you are creating, in this business or ministry that you are creating. You are going to be living out who you are personally. And so this business vision, again, has to be deeply connected with that? We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment when we get into marketing. But from this business vision that you create, of course, it translates then into the business plan, right? Then you move on from there into a maybe standard business plan. You know, business plans are often about, like, it's like the nuts and bolts of how you're going to do it, right? The plan of the more physical plan of how you're going to do what you've envisioned, okay? So hear me when I say this. A business plan is only helpful if it strongly represents your business vision. I'm going to say that again. A business plan is only helpful if it strongly represents your business vision. All right. Moving on from there, the next thing that you need to do is attend to marketing basics. Now, I know some people, especially if you're thinking of maybe more of a ministry, what you consider, I mean, many of us think of our businesses as ministry, and there's lots of overlap, but I'm talking about if you're thinking about, well, I'm going to have this ministry, I don't know if you're thinking about, some people don't feel they don't actually need to be paid for what they're offering and all of that, and that's, but if you're, you know, if you're going to establish a ministry and ultimately connect to clients, that's where marketing is going on. And so it really isn't an option, whether it's a business or a ministry. You have to understand marketing basics. So you probably know that. What are the marketing basics? Well, you know, I know a lot of people are brand new to this, and as we begin and we think, oh, coaching, I really want to do that, I would love that, I would be good at that, and all of that's really true, and you even take some classes and you find that you're really good at it. Well, then now what? To actually find clients, you have to create this business, right? And so now oftentimes coaches at that point are in this realm of like, wow, this isn't what I'm good at, right? Marketing, business, et cetera, that's not what I'm good at. Well, that's why I do this teleseminar, so you can kind of grab on, even if you're brand new to some, I'll just state right now, some really basic things. And so this is where you start. What is marketing? Okay, marketing is letting people know what you do over and over again. Marketing is letting people know what you do over and over again. So notice, I am actually in this presentation making a distinction between marketing and sales. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But marketing is letting people know what you do over and over again. They need to hear it multiple times. You know, it's not like you're just going to put your amazing group, coaching group offering out there for a really amazing price, and it's going to be awesome for 6 weeks, and they see it once, and you're going to suddenly get a flow of, no, they're going to have to get to know you. So there's oftentimes you hear the process of know, like, and trust. They need to get to know you. They need to like you. After they get to know you, they're like, yeah, I like this person, and then, yeah, I trust this person. This person can offer me something that would be helpful to me. That is a process. Okay, so what you're doing is you're creating and sustaining relationships with people as you let them know what you do. If anyone's looking at the handout, you might notice that in the Learning Marketing Basics, there's a visual of a couple of coffee cups. And those coffee cups represent, of course, getting together over coffee, right? Which is exactly how oftentimes how I'm doing marketing. I do a lot of coffees just to get to know the coaches in my area. I do a lot of phone calls just to get to know people and encourage people, love all of that. Other times I'm actually talking to potential clients over coffee, just over get-to-know-you phone calls. Again, know, like, and trust, right? That's what you're doing with people. So marketing itself, when you think about it from a coach's standpoint, a coach that may not be a business person, you can do this. This is creating and sustaining relationships with people as you let them know what you do. All right, a couple of very basic marketing concepts to understand are personal branding and target market. So personal brand is who are you? That's a definition I'm giving you today of personal brand. Who are you? And we've just talked about identifying your values, your mission, your vision. You're going to roll that into your brand along with all of what God's given you uniquely, your story. That translates into how you express yourself, including how you visually express yourself, for example, on your website, what that looks like, the colors, the font, the feel. It's got to reflect you, your personal style, your message, and what God's given you to attract others. So this is about you and who you are. You also need to have a thorough understanding of your target market. In other words, who are they? And who are your ideal clients? Who has God called you to serve most of the time? You can use the 80-20 rule where, you know, it's like, well, God's called me. You might think, okay, God's called me to work with these people, but also these people and that people. I don't want to leave them out. Okay, but the question is, who's he called you to serve most of the time? And that's where you're going to spend most of your marketing time, because the 20% are going to kind of come along and see, oh, okay, yeah, could you also coach me? All right, so you invest your time, your effort, your dollars into marketing to the people that you are called to serve most of the time. And you've heard the term niche. That's where this falls. A niche market, meaning a particular type of client or a particular type of coaching that you do. Yep, that's where this falls in. And that can be challenging for people. And, you know, people go through a process of like, okay, what's my niche? Who am I? You know, what type of coaching am I going to do? You know, it can be a process. But basically, your target market is who are they, and you're creating solutions for what they're looking for. So you're thinking through, you know, who are they, what do they want? And ultimately, you need who are you and who are they to come together and connect. And that's that attraction that's true that God's kind of put in us. If he wants us to, you know, he'll put the attraction in us to the people that he wants us to actually connect with. And so, you know, learning about what is that and how do I reflect that? How do I reflect that, and then how do I find and connect with the people who need to know who I am, who God wants to bring to me. All right, just a couple things I'm going to point out that your name choice of your business, the choice of your name, is actually marketing. So sometimes people like get really excited about a particular and attached to and married to a particular name up front. You know, make sure that it really is something that your target market is going to recognize as being for them. And also, I'll talk also about naming your business in another section here in a few minutes, but please keep in mind that when you name your business, that it's marketing. It needs to reflect you and your branding in a way that your target market understands who you are. Now, sometimes people use their names, and that's fine. You know, if it's, you know, Marianne Johnson's Coaching or Coach Marianne Johnson or whatever that is, you know, that's fine. You're going to need to work that brand and establish that brand, but that always is an option. All right, I'll say more about your, let's finish talking about your business name right now. Your business name also has to be available, all right? Make sure that it's available the way you want it to be available on the web. So the first thing you do is search it and find out if anyone else have this. And I still recommend that you get the .com because that's the most common thing that people are going to look at. So if you're going to call your coaching business Abundant Life Coaching, and I haven't looked it up, I am about 100% positive that AbundantLifeCoaching.com would be taken. And so you're thinking about, oh, I want to call mine Abundant Life Coaching, and oh, maybe .net is available, which in this case it probably isn't either. But, you know, whatever else, AbundantLife.coaching might be available. Now, think about what's going to happen. You know, make sure what's going to happen is people are going to search Google and they're going to search Abundant Life Coaching and they're going to get AbundantLifeCoaching.com and they're going to get fully directed to someone other than yourself. So my recommendation is to come up with a name that you can get a .com if at all possible. And then also you need to make sure that it's available. The name of your business is available. Wherever you're located, you're going to have to register your business, make sure that it's available. You know, Mike Johnson Coaching might not be available two times in the state of California, for example. And even if it's available in another state and you find it there, that's not going to be helpful because of the global way we do business right now, right? So you want to be careful and get something that's both available online and available to register as a business in the location that you're at, wherever you're at. And then think through how is this going to translate into the global clients that you might want as well to make sure that your name works for you. All right? Okay, let's move on to learning online marketing. You know, again, some people are like, oh, I don't want to do online marketing. I'm just going to connect in my church community. And that's great. If you have a large enough church community and or if you have you live in a city that has a large enough, you know, group of people that you are personally and face-to-face connected with, you can do that. But in our world today, there's opportunities, obviously, for online marketing. And even if you do that, you're probably going to hand out a card that indicates, you know, how they can get a hold of you. And on that card, it can, you know, certainly be valuable to you to have a website indicated. Now, you know, most people are looking for that and expecting to do that, but I just want to say for those of you who are questioning that, there's some of those factors to consider. Now, I challenge you to create a website that you love. And again, people are like, coaches sometimes are like, no way, I can't create a website I love. I'm not a technical person. You don't have to be a technical person. You know, I don't know that I'm going to be able to, I can't even envision something that I would love. And my challenge to you is, yes, you can. You really can. For those that are just marketing locally, what's going to happen is you can create a very, very simple, inexpensive website that is just more like a brochure. So instead of handing people physical brochures, when you hand them your card, they can just go to your website. Maybe it's got, you know, a home page with a little description of you, and for some people, maybe that's even all you need. But you might have, you know, a welcome, here's what I do, and then an about page, here's who I am, and a contact page, here, contact me this way. And that's super simple, and that's maybe all you need, especially if you're doing focusing more on that local face-to-face marketing. If you want to reach clients online, obviously that's a bigger task, okay? Again, you don't have to spend huge amounts of money. So let me put out there that you can use, I recommend WordPress, which you would use WordPress.org, not WordPress.com. Use WordPress.org. So that you are able to just use their platform, you know, get a theme that's going to create the look that you want and have it, you're going to use your own URL. And I know for some of you that's all new, but you will learn that in this whole process of you know, getting to learn these basics. Those are the kinds of things you're going to learn and move forward with. So I recommend WordPress.org, and you are going to then potentially create a website if you're going to do online marketing. That's really a lot bigger than that three-page one that I described. That may be how you start, and that's fine because the WordPress websites, for example, are very easy to add to and add pages to. Okay, change when you want them to change, which is why I recommend that. All right. So you're going to create a website that you love. There's, potentially, especially if you're going to market globally, you're going to have an opt-in or a freebie, on your website to ask people to sign up. They're going to sign up for this thing that you're going to give away. Something like a checklist, like you guys got today. That might be a sample of what you might get, when people sign up at your website. Something that you've created that reflects who you are and is helpful for your target market. They sign up and then they give you their email address, and you are able to then stay in contact with them by, further emails, by newsletter, that kind of thing. So social media, when you think about online marketing, of course you're always going to think also of social media. So, again, some of you are like, oh my goodness, I don't want to be on Twitter. Oh my goodness, I can't, Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to go where your target market is and be there. All right? So make a strategy that is very is all in consideration of your target market. So you can develop a strategy that allows you not to get stuck on social media. But think through things like, where is your target market? Because if they're not on LinkedIn, you don't have to be on LinkedIn. If they're not on Twitter, you don't have to be on Twitter. If they are on Facebook, good idea to be on Facebook. Okay? So it's where is your target market is the key with social media. All right, now let's go to engaging clients, which is all about sales. I'm calling sales engaging clients. Again, coaches are good with engaging people. It's all about enrolling people in your programs and your services. Some real basics about that is establish your rates. Now, those of you who have started out and you're brand new to all this, you know that establishing rates can be challenging. You don't want to talk to a client, a potential client, without being super clear in your head about what you're going to tell them when they say, yeah, I'd like to do this. So think through exactly what are your rates, and then you might even want to practice them in your mirror or in the car while you're driving so you can hear yourself say them, because some of us need to hear ourselves say things like our rates and how are we going to present those rates. So establish rates, know them clearly before you, engage with potential clients. And then you also need to have an initial welcome packet. Some schools call them welcome packets, some discovery forms, some intake forms. But for those of you who've had training, you know what those are. And you hopefully have some examples through your school that you're able to access, or maybe you've seen in some of the textbooks and that kind of thing. But you need to have those initial forms available. Please remember that if you're going for credentials, you need to have a documented coaching agreement where you're going to then have your client sign this coaching agreement up front that's not just for your credentials, it's really for the relationship itself and establishing the relationship. And for those of you training, you know all about that. You've had your training, you know all about that. But if you're in it or as you go to training, you'll learn more about those things as well. All right, we'll move on to creating multiple streams of income. Creating multiple streams of income. Now, I'm drawing your attention to this business model. I am not recommending that. As you start out, you need to have a whole bunch of multiple streams of income that you've identified and established. But I want you to be aware that this is what you can do in your business and might be helpful to having your business be profitable. So multiple streams of income, that means like, okay, so you're a coach and you envision yourself coaching clients one-on-one. That's one of your streams of income. But you might also do group coaching. You might teach and be paid for it. You might create workshops, do presentations. You might speak. You might develop products like audio products and video products, things that people will pay you for. You might on your website have affiliate income or advertising income, things like that, or ways that you've partnered with other people to create passive streams of income. And then also don't discount your day job as a multiple stream, as one of your streams of income, right? You know, so often people start out, they might be working full-time, and you're working to create this business on the side, right? And you're kind of plodding along, taking step-by-step, moving forward as you go. That's super common. Your day job is part of your income there. You're a part of your stream of income. Be grateful for that. Use that. It might be a full-time job. It might be a part-time job. But in your whole realm of what are your streams of income, you know, definitely consider that. Definitely take a look over time at how that's going to impact. If you want to go full-time with your coaching business, you know, consider in your business plan and your whole tracking and forecasting of income how your day job fits into that. Be grateful and hang on to that, you know, as long as you need it, as long as the Lord has that for you to do in this process. All right, putting it all together administratively. We've already talked about, you know, business cards. That's something that you're going to do. But before you do your business cards, encouraging you to register and make your business official with this registration. You're going to do that for those in the states, you're going to do that in the state that you live in. Typically, there's a Secretary of State in the state that you live in. That particular office, for my state, I just go online and I, you know, find out if the name is available, which, again, before you get, like, make a lifetime commitment to that, and I don't mean lifetime because things can always change, but, you know, kind of like I'm saying, before you get too attached to your name, you know, go online, find out if that's even available, both online and then in the way that you want it, and then certainly as you register it within the state that you live in, you're going to have to choose a type of business, and you're going to have to go ahead and set up a bank account, those kinds of things, with this technical, you know, business information. So you're going to find the name, go register the name, and identify what kind of business, what class of business you are going to designate. Is it an LLC, for example, which is different from state to state, so make sure you are consulting with an accountant or a lawyer within the state that you live in to, you know, identify the type of business that's right for you. But you identify that the name's available, you register the name, then you get business cards, you also go ahead and set up your bank account where you keep all of your business finances separate from your personal finances, and that's really important as well. But start with the business cards, work towards, then you're going to need a workspace, right? So when sometimes people start out, they're doing, you know, the hallway or the corner of the family room or something like that. You know, do what you have to do, but really work towards a space that honors the assignment that God's given you, and that, of course, you know, can be confidential and not interrupted when need be, in order, when you're being paid to do, you know, work by your clients, for example. So find a good workspace. Take your workspace, make it what it needs to be. You're going to have technology that you need to think through, everything from your actual computer itself to the ways the phone and the internet hook up to your home. You're going to need to have a plan of action if the screen goes blank, right? And one thing that you might in this process think through is connecting with a virtual assistant at some point, paying someone who knows how to maybe help set up your website, knows how to help you think through what if the screen goes blank, those kinds of things. And so that might be an option. All right, finances. I am not suggesting that you need to go out and buy a financial computer, you know, program, or get, you know, tapped into an online, you know, complex financial system. You know, when I started out my business, we actually, of course, 15 years ago, did it on paper and Excel spreadsheets, and those things still work because when you start out, there isn't all that much going on. But of course, you're going to have a financial system, whatever works for you. So whatever you're doing for your personal finances, there's probably a business equivalent like Quicken Home and Business, for example. I'm not necessarily recommending that particular one, but that would be an example. It doesn't have to be like super, super robust business. It can be whatever works for you. Simply, and you can do it on an Excel spreadsheet to start out. That would work, actually. I always recommend keep your vision at hand, the vision that we've talked about. That's what helps inspire and connect you, re-inspire, reconnect you with your passion, right, and help you sort of realign with things for any day that feels like things are going bad, right? Okay, so what is the vision? Things are really not going well today. This is not a great day. Okay, help me, Lord, get back to what is that vision that you have for me? And you have it all documented. So you keep it at hand. It can be inspirational. And then also work with a mentor coach. There's a couple different kinds of mentor coaching in the coaching world. There's mentor skills coaching as you're pursuing your credentials with your training and with your and with ICF. Mentor coaching can also refer to startup coaching. Mentor startup coaching, for example, where you're working with a coach who's been there, done that in the past, and is willing to help walk you through those initial stages. From there, of course, you can engage further with a marketing coach or a sales coach or a speaker's coach or someone that can help you with your blog, because maybe that's your main way of going ahead and marketing your business. I just have 5 more minutes here. I see that it's the top of the hour, and I'll have 5 more minutes, and then I'll turn off the recording and do question and answer, but I just wanted to acknowledge for people who are tracking time here. I do want to finish up, though, as we get on to professional development, just reminding you that as you go along, continue with coach training, there are a couple of these categories of professional development. Coach training keeps your skills growing, improves them, keeps your skills energized and fresh. You know, and business skills and training also pay attention to, because, you know, things change over time. You know, certainly when I started 15 years ago, I mean, Facebook Live, for example, didn't exist. I don't do Facebook Live right now, but as you probably know, many people do. You know, what works now isn't going to work 2 years from now. 2 years from now, there's going to be something other than Facebook Live that's the latest, newest thing that people are doing to market their coaching businesses. And you just want to keep in mind that there's just this flow, and you need to keep your sort of learning mindset completely active in terms of how business, how you're going to operate your business. So definitely continue with the idea of professional development, which again is going to contribute to your overall success and continue to provide excellent service to your clients. So as a Christian coach, bring everything to God in prayer. And as a Christian coach, be mindful of that community of support that you've put around you. Stay connected with them. Keep healthy. You know, not everybody in your community of support might be believers, Christ followers exactly as you are, but God has put them around you. Make sure you have some people who share your faith that can help to support that and grow that and pray with you. But keep this community of support around you for health. And also, please keep in mind what I said in the beginning, which is God, your success. Okay, between you and God, you're defining your own success. And so what that means, as I said originally, is that your success is going to look differently for each person listening to this presentation. Okay? If you move forward according to the vision God has given you and the assignment that God has given you, it's going to look different than all of us listening. So don't, again, measure your success by anything else other than between you and God. At the same time, this whole idea of community is a part of it, where people who are going to support that, and even people who are other coaches who are called to do something maybe similar, but it's a different calling than you, but, you know, you can learn from other coaches, and you want to have other coaches and coaching communities in your life as well. Just don't measure yourself by anything other than what God's given you to do. All right. For more help on all of this and to go even deeper into each of these things, I have available a course that was inspired from this particular presentation that I do. It's an online self-paced online course called The Business of Coaching, Starting the Journey. It takes this checklist and it expands these topics, gives you some additional worksheets to go through. For example, a worksheet on how to create business vision, or gives more for how would you create a website that you would love, for example. So lots of different some deeper ways of doing this. That course for you guys, normally it's about twice as much, but it's on sale for $49 today and for the next few days, and you can go ahead and get that if you're interested in going deeper. Okay, and with that, so it's 8 lessons. It's the kind of thing like you could listen to it all in one day and just have a real power day with all of this, or you could just unfold it over 8 weeks, or you could unfold it over 8 months for yourself. So I do want to mention that is available. And be sure to check out, it's on that page, The Business of Coaching, the page that I mentioned originally, which is christiancoachingresources.com/activate-success. You can get to that course that way. There's other resources there. But if you are interested in working with me in any of these areas, let me know, and I would love to connect with you and talk about that. Again, on the website itself, there's a contact page. You can just use the opportunity at contact Linda, or email me at coachlinda@christiancoachingresources.com. That's coachlinda@christiancoachingresources.com. And thanks, everyone, for joining me. I'm going to turn off the recording, and I'm going to open up to those that remain on the line live for questions.